is for variance and then the other. And we've got two on the table. Okay, now we'll move on to old business. And we have two under old business, Madam Secretary.
Yes, we do. That would be case number 10,918, Anthony S. Nerlinger. This was in Tower Shores Development. We wanted to...
This had to go in front of the county council the following Tuesday. I think we tabled it for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was tabled until January 23rd.
Thank you, Sue.
I have a copy of the minutes. Would you like them?
Yeah, maybe you can help me with it. I think what it was is that the fellow wanted to build these townhouses, and that's what's down there on the Tower Shores. And the planning zone, remember, it approved the conditions. They went to the county council. It come back to us. But he's doing, all he's doing is what's in the area anyway, building the townhouses. So, and it was approved, so it's just back to us now.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe they were townhouses. I believe they were, it was a duplex or something.
Duplexes? Oh, okay.
Miss Isaacs.
Well, I'm sorry, the whole area is townhouses. I'm sorry. My notes are written down. Thank you.
Commission recommended that this application be approved. Do I do this from memory? Council approved the, based on the recommendation of the commission. There was a condition, that's why it became before the board. This recommendation is contingent upon consideration by the county board of adjustment and issuance of a 10-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback and a variance to allow two multifamily units on a 6,000 square foot lot.
Thank you, Mr. Lund.
Mr. Chairman, based on what I had said during our last meeting, county council addressed that also. The parking, you know, and the removal of sand that I was saying, it's not going to be done. And I think you got that. He can push it around, which he said he would.
Yeah, he wasn't going to remove it.
He also said he would try to improve by bulkheading it in there also and use that sand, which he can do, and he doesn't remove any. And I think it's what's there now is Tower Shores is those condos. And I think that it's in... doing with the neighborhood.
Yeah, the whole area's around there's townhouses in there. Them do a whole
house. I don't see anything. It's more my family.
I didn't see anything.
That's mine.
Okay. Is there any further discussion from the board? Anyone have any other comments? Mr. Workman?
I agree with Mr. Rick.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Comment.
Mr. Mills?
Ready to vote.
Okay. If we're ready to vote, then chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I, for the reasons I just stated to you, I would approve case number 10,918.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we all approve case number 10,918.
Mr. Chairman, what were those reasons again?
Would you want to state those reasons
because
again,
it's inconsistent with the
area?
The area, and it's a multifamily area that he's asking to put these in. He's also not removing any sand for the parking areas, which is very important down in that area because it's parking's a premium in the beach area. So he addressed those pretty well. So I feel that this should be approved.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay. I mean, Mr. Rickards, you got his.
Give me his reason. I just need to know what they were.
Okay. And yours, Mr. Rick Workman, was?
Same reason that
Mr. Mills.
I would vote to approve in that I think it is unique. There's a rig, Denrec has some setback requirements and you know, there's an irregular lay of land with the sand and so forth. we heard testimony that he's been trying to develop it for single-family use for over 3 years and suggested that it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And he further suggested that, you know, because of that situation, it wasn't created by him. And I agree, it's in character with the neighborhood, and I believe it is a minimum to afford relief. So I vote yay.
And I vote yes also, for the reasons that you have just so stated. Okay, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,918 is approved.